Mr. President, Excellencies, Honorable Ministers, Distinguished Delegates, Ladies and Gentlemen. First of all, I would like to thank WHO for organizing this important meeting. The World Health Assembly is truly a great avenue for World Health leaders to come together annually and deliberate on matters of great importance that has a direct impact on the well-being of our people. It is my pleasure to address this assembly for the first time as the Minister of Health of the Maldives and on a topic that is being debated nationally as well. From the onset, I think it is crucial to ask ourselves why we strive to achieve universal health coverage. As stipulated in the WHO Constitution and its preamble, the enjoyment of the highest attainable standards of health is one of the fundamental rights of every human being, without distinction of race, religion, political belief, economic or social conditions. Article 25 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights also affirms that everyone has the right to a standard of living adequate for the health and well-being of himself and of his family, including food, clothing, housing, medical care and necessary social services. Universal coverage also limits the possibility of impoverishment due to catastrophic out-of-pocket expenditure on health care. Universal coverage means that the poor and vulnerable have access to the care they require. Universal coverage also means a healthy workforce, and a healthy workforce means a happier citizen, which ultimately translates into the socio-economic progress and towards sustainable development. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, the government of Maldives, having realized these benefits, has committed towards achieving universal coverage. The Maldives is an archipelago comprising of 1,190 coral islands, grouped into 26 atolls, spreading over an area of about 90,000 square kilometers in the Indian Ocean, making it one of the world's most geographically dispersed countries. We have a population of approximately 330,000 people living on 194 islands. The population in these islands are unevenly distributed. One third of the inhabited islands have a population of less than 500, and 70% of the inhabited islands have a population less than 1,000. Male, the capital, is the only urban center with roughly a third of the population living on 5.8 square kilometers. The wide dispersion and small population on the inhabited islands is a huge challenge in trying to ensure equitable health care provision within the country. The unit cost of providing services, as one can imagine, is extremely high. However, with these limitations and challenges, the government acknowledges access to basic health care as a human right and is committed towards provision of basic health care for all. Today, basic health care is available at all islands, though much needs to be done to sustain and improve the quality of services. Having achieved universal coverage in terms of provision of care, the government's focus has now shifted towards making health care affordable to all citizens. The government introduced a voluntary social health insurance scheme called Madana in 2008, which had a coverage of about one-third of the population by December 2011. The government's continued commitment, along with the passage of National Social Health Insurance Act on 29th December 2011, paved the way for achieving universal coverage. The Act declares access to quality basic health care as a right of all Maldivians. It also obligates the state to finance the national health insurance system prescribed in the Act. In this respect, a national health insurance scheme known as ASANDA was established and became operational on 1st January 2012. However, our challenges are far from over. Many believe that there are serious flaws in the design of the scheme, including a high moral hazard because of its non-contributory nature, a high provider initial demand because of the fee-for-service arrangement, coupled with weak monitoring mechanism. Additionally, due to a sudden rise in healthcare-seeking behavior, the scheme has also put pressure on gaps in the health system, most notably the shortage of human resource and unavailability of some of the high-cost specialized care in the country. The challenges are many, but we are determined to find solutions and move forward. We are working on addressing the gaps and flaws in our universal health insurance scheme to make it more financially sustainable and meet the healthcare needs of our people. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, in this endeavor, we seek the international community's support and cooperation. We learn from the experience and best practice of others in order to fine-tune our scheme to make it workable for the Maldivians. I look forward to the continued support that we have always enjoyed from WHO and our friends. I am confident that our combined efforts will bring us that much closer to our goals. May our efforts be blessed. Thank you.